Support for the Something Wild podcast comes, as always, from you, our listeners and subscribers, and from Prescott Farm Environmental Education Center, exploring and preserving the natural world one adventure at a time. Open year-round with public programs, trails and natural playscape, vacation camps, and fledglings nature-based preschool. PrescottFarm.org.
Hear that? That is the sound of,
you know, warm spring evenings.
Warm balminess and everything.
Spring!
The most soporific thing in existence.
It's just, that's such a good feeling. Everybody should grow up with that sound.
The snow is finally all gone.
It makes me think of camping, like if I was out in the wilderness somewhere.
I roll my window down on the way home so I can hear if the peepers are out or not.
Peace, tranquility.
Childhood, this is nostalgia.
It's kind of comforting, but I also know that's the kind of thing that becomes annoying super fast.
This is the best sound.
I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin, and this is Something Wild. So, I think we all recognize that as...
the sound of the end.
The end?
Oh yeah, as a maple sugar maker, the call of Pseudaquis crucifer is the nail in the coffin of sugaring season.
The bitter end, huh?
Well, bittersweet.
So, Pseudaquis crucifer is better known as spring peeper, and for most people, it's a welcome harbinger.
Yeah, peepers spend the winter under leaf litter in a state of suspended animation.
Basically frozen.
Right, and they don't start thawing out and begin singing until overnight temperatures are regularly in the 40s. So that ringing chorus is a signal that we're finally shedding winter's icy grip.
At that point, we dare to hope that we've seen our last nor'easter of the season, and warmer and greener days are close at hand.
And I, at least, start to see that hope manifest around New Hampshire on Facebook or Twitter. Not on Instagram, though, because it's really hard to get a photo of this tiny frog.
It's fun to watch the state gradually thaw from south to north. These comments always start showing up in places like Keene and Pelham first.
Then within a day or two, I see posts from Hancock and Hillsboro. And the very next week, peepers are first heard in Franconia and Milan. Across the hills of New Hampshire, streams begin flowing again. Wetlands are brim full of water and frog chorus.
It's no wonder we hear them so clearly. They're loud, and for a couple of reasons.
One study found that when you're within 50 centimeters of a single male peeper, it's about as loud as a motorcycle is from 25 feet away. That's about 90 decibels.
Which is impressive when you consider the frog is only, what, about an inch, inch and a half long?
Yeah, no kidding.
From a distance, the chorus of peepers is a little more quiet, but still about as loud as your average barroom conversation.
So cut your insomniac neighbor some slack when he starts screaming out the window at these amphibians.
For the love of all that is holy, I'm trying to sleep.
Also, peepers tend to intuitively find places that will amplify their call in cracks or crevices, on tall vegetation, or on reflective surfaces like sheets of water.
And that can create a ventriloquy effect, casting the chirp all over your backyard and making it difficult to hone in on exactly where that frog is.
Another reason the peeper seems so loud is also psychosomatic.
You're saying it's all in my head?
Yeah, partially. Remember, since the blanket of snow descended last fall, the outside has been nearly silent. And we've kind of gotten used to that.
So, you're saying by comparison...
By comparison, those peepers are piercing. It's like having earplugs in for 5 months and then taking them out just as your alarm clock goes off.
So what are they doing? Well, exactly what you think they are. That's a mating call, and for the most part, males are looking for females.
And it all wraps up pretty quickly. Eggs are fertilized and laid, wrapped around plant stems. The mating season is over in just a few weeks. But males may continue to call to attract mates.
Then the peepers make their way back into the forest for the rest of the spring and summer, in search of those cooler temperatures and damp places that they prefer. I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR.
Spring is just about here, and Morning Edition is hitting the road. In our new weekly series, we're traveling across the Granite State to take you to new places and introduce you to new people.
Yeah, the moon looks very cinematic. What are we expecting to see tonight? Yeah, people come here to see the alpacas. Homebrewers starting out How do you get from just whipping up batches in your basement to opening up your own tasting room?
Listen to Radio Field Trips, Morning Edition's new series about New Hampshire life and culture, Wednesday mornings from 5 to 9 on NHPR.